knows during pregnancy, wait for this, must use their maternity leave to cover their treatment, which seems very stressful indeed, that you're trying to balance everything like that, these women that are affected by this. The charity says it affects around 60 women a year who've received a diagnosis during pregnancy, so they're looking for an actual change on it. Okay, we'll keep you informed on that and see what happens, but meantime...
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Here he is, the Holiday Doc. Good morning to you, Joe Supple.
And a very good morning to you, Doctor, and your listeners.
So where were you?
Where was I? Well, I was in Sardinia, as you know, which was beautiful. God, it was so nice. And, you know, I'd got over there when we had a little break during COVID time and last year. And because I think the UK couldn't fly at the time, it was really quiet around. A lot of restaurants and stuff not open. Everything was booming and buzzing. There was an amazing atmosphere down there. And for people who haven't been to Sardinia before, it has the most incredible beaches you will ever see. Direct flights to Ryanair, everything worked out grand. Little delay in the way back, which was a bit annoying, but you look... You have to put up with it. Yeah. Airport was okay getting through. I did a few sneaky things, which I'm not going to tell the listeners because it's a very bit naughty. And but yeah, with the airport, you just don't know. I know Tina, who comes on here, which was put up a little video this morning, and she was flying at 5:30, and she was there too, and the queues were huge this morning. So
my gosh, really, it's
2 o'clock. People are going too early. That's the real problem, Declan.
Yeah,
you know, you really have to time it well. And just make sure, you know, it's Terminal 1, Terminal 2, gauge it and just sort of, you know, give yourself that time. Like, you know, the staff really are doing everything they can, the DAA, but it's just that people are arriving way too early. And look, you can understand, you don't want to miss your flight, you've saved up for this holiday, but people are arriving just way too early. So do try and just do the 3 hours, 2.5, 3 hours.
Right. And now we were talking about, you know, Joe was going off here, Joe was going off there, Joe was going to the VIP lounge, Joe was availing of the jacuzzi on the plane, yes, and all sorts of things he was doing. Yeah. And we were all talking and said, well, why don't we look at home? Because we've got so many texts in, people say, do you know something? I'm not going to a holiday at home because hotels are too expensive, eating out is too expensive, everything's too expensive, so I'm going to forget about Ireland this year. So we gave Joe a task to talk about a staycation. And so how'd you get on, Joe?
I came up with a bloody brilliant one, actually, Declan. And you know what? I've been all over Ireland all through the years. And especially, you know, we had those little breaks in COVID, heading off for little weekends and stuff. And a lot of my friends, they used to do like twice a year down to Athlone. And it's a place I'd never really been to. I definitely would have driven through it through the years, but never really sort of stayed there. So anyway, we booked a weekend there a good while ago. And I really fell in love with the place. I just found the place extraordinarily beautiful. I mean, the heritage, everything there is just unbelievable. A great place, you know, sort of for walking around. It's a great place to walk around, and you've all the old ruins and stuff there. There's a cathedral, 7 churches for those who like to go to churches. I do like looking at cathedrals and going looking at different churches as well. And there's great stuff as well for families. There's some really nice parks you can go to there, about 15-20 minutes outside, you know, with family friendly activities to do.
Never think of Athlone.
No, and you know what, I was sort of the same as well. It's spectacular. And what I was really impressed with as well, because, you know, okay, I went there with, it was a couple of months ago, you know, weather wasn't too good, and looking at the way things are at the moment, but I'd say in the summertime it's just beautiful, looking at the water by the banks and stuff there. And again, I looked up when I went down to stay there, I looked up a few different hotels, and I ended up staying in the Radisson Blue. And again, people would be familiar with that brand. I know we have a couple in Dublin. So it's the radathlone.com is their official website. It's a stunning 4-star Radisson Blue hotel in Athlone. Amazing waterfront location. Great bar, great restaurant. I'm not a fan, and I know you're not a fan too, at the best of times, with hotel restaurants, you know, because you think, I want to get out, I want to go to an Italian restaurant, I want to go to European cuisine, a steakhouse, whatever, Thai food. But the food there was absolutely spectacular. Went there, parked up, had a little lunch and a little beer like you do. It was a nice crisp day, and the food was really, really spectacular. There's a lovely bar there as well, buzzing, but it's a big hotel as well, so you've got plenty of space and plenty of room. I stayed in a beautiful Riverview suite, which literally the views were spectacular, overlooking the water and overlooking the town's modern marina there. And you just watch the, you know, the river cruises going by and things like that. It's absolutely gorgeous. And again, breakfast is one thing I always sort of mark hotels on. Breakfast next morning was beautiful, very, very organized. Now, it would have been during, you know, it's still the mask wearing and stuff like that, but everything was just done like seamlessly. amazing omelette. I love my omelette. Every little white egg omelette, really, really nice, but couldn't fault the place at all. As I said, the radatloan.com is the website. And I looked up as well at the time, and they're still there. I know we're talking about prices in Ireland, and they have increased so much. Everyone's giving out about a daily, but they've really good deals, great prices there, you know, starting in around the sort of, you know, 120, two people per night, stuff like that. But also for multi stays, they do, you know, two nights stay, third night free, which is a really good deal.
Are there many hotels in Athlone?
There is a few. I think the Sheraton is there as well. There'll be a good few hotels.
There's all these ones outside though, isn't there? Hudson Bay is miles out.
They're very far out. Yeah. And then there's another one as well on the Dublin, I think it's Dublin Road, coming into Athlone, which I know friends who've stayed there before and are like, it's so far out, you know, 20 minutes. You know, 20 minutes in a taxi is a long time trying to get into the centre. And some great bar. I think it's the oldest bar in Ireland is actually there. I think I might have had a little pint there as well, just to check it out. And again, prices were good because, you know, we're getting ripped off here in Dublin. You know what I mean? You go into the bars, like I keep seeing stuff in Temp Bar, €6.57 a pint. You probably can vouch for that as well if you've heard or seen on it.
I've seen them rather than being in them.
Yeah.
Because it's enough to put me off.
Well, that's it. Well, I went into a really popular bar there and I think a pint was $4.95, which is very acceptable for it. And I went to a great Thai restaurant as well and the food was amazing. Really, really good. It's a very popular spot there. But it's a really, really nice place to walk around, explore the place. And as I said, there's plenty to do if you're going down with family-wise as well. And in the Radisson Blue as well, they have family rooms and connecting rooms. So there's plenty there if you're looking at sort of, you know, booking something like that.
It's in two counties, isn't it?
It's in two. Now, you have to catch me out now, Dec. I think
the majority of it is in Crossover. Westmeath.
Yes, Westmeath, yeah.
And then the part where it has that church, where it has two sort of, looks like bell towers or something.
Yeah.
That's in Roscommon.
Oh, right, okay. Didn't know that.
So, there might be a bit of rivalry when it comes to football games or something.
Yeah, I didn't have that in my notes.
Well, one is in Leinster and one is in Connacht. I mean, there's all sorts of divisions.
Yeah, actually that bar I was talking about, you've probably heard about this, it's called Sean's Bar, the oldest pub, which is absolutely amazing. And then there's the old rail trial cycle from Athlone to Mullingar, so you're right on the money there. Which is the trail runs for 42 kilometres. So if you're feeling fit and you think, you know, hire some bikes down and stuff like that. And of course, you know, the River Shannon is there. So you're seeing all the boats. You can do little boat tours down there as well. And, which is very nice to do on the water. So yeah, all in all, I was very, very impressed with Athlone. And of course, you got Athlone Castle there as well. So. Great place to go, very reasonable, and of course not too far of a drive. What are you talking about, an hour and a half from Wicklow?
Yeah, 80 miles or something like that. It used to be anyway.
Yeah,
because I remember back in the day, and that was on the old roads doing the gigs.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
off to Athlone, but you'd have to be going through Kinnegad and you'd have to be going through all these places.
Everything is all bypassed now. It's so much easier to get to. Yeah. And you don't have the big journey back, you know. Cork is like, I love going to Cork, I love going to Cork, all those different places, but you know, I know it's only 2.5 hours, but still, you know, the hour and a half is just a nice little time, especially if you've got young kids and stuff. They get a bit irritated in the cars, you know, so just pack up the bags, get down there and enjoy it. But as I said, it's a great place to walk around.
But what are we going to do about staycations? I mean, the things are just so expensive.
It's crazy expensive. I was talking to friends the other day. I've got my charity lunch coming up in September after COVID, and they were saying, I think we'll book, they're coming over from the UK, and I said, I think we'll book into your hotel. And they said, any, you know, any rates going? And I said, well, I've got a, like, you know, an associate rate because we're having the event there. And I said, oh, grand, 450 for the night. And that's, and at the moment they're charging 850 for a night in the Westin, a five-star Westin hotel in Dublin. 850 quid a night. You see, the tourists are coming back as well, so we're having all that. You know, during the COVID, when people couldn't travel and from America, you know, you're getting good to the deals there, as in, you know, five-star, you're paying 250, 300, and you think, okay, it's a bit steep, but still, I'll give it a go, you know, try it out, experience it. Now all the Americans are back traveling, everything else as well, so it's just impossible to get really good rates.
The rate is fantastic for them on the dollar, isn't it?
It's really good.
104 or something.
104,
like
yeah, it's lowest. I know, for us, obviously, going to America makes a big difference to people. God, gone the days when you're nearly getting $2 to the euro, or $2 to the pound, I suppose it almost was.
Yeah.
It was the great way to go, but yeah, I don't see anything changing much at the moment with the whole sort of, you know, Dublin prices, most certainly. Even though, look, people are complaining about the country price as well and saying things are going up. And again, with a lot of gigs starting now as well, people are jacking up, hotels are jacking up the prices. So it's hard to know. You know, you can get away for a week, a last minute deal and stuff like that into the sun. And you're just thinking, you weigh it up with sort of staying here and spending a fortune, you know, because everything costs an awful lot more here, as I'm sure you've been discussing, you know, with the economists and stuff like that. And you know, even going out to restaurants, it costs a fortune as well. So,
and they, with the airline prices are going up.
That's right.
So you could say a family of four and it might be 300 returns. I mean, you have 1,200 in your pocket to, as a starting point for Ireland.
Yeah.
However, it's quickly eaten up by the prices here. So.
Yeah, but you know what, Declan? I think probably over the next sort of 12 months, I think they'll also introduce an awful lot of new routes as well, which is going to be good, you know, and experiment. I know we all do the traditional. Well, I don't, because you know I'm always going away. A bit like yourself, Declan, but, you know, people, they go back to the Portugals and the Spains. But, you know, there's some other lovely places as well. I think Bulgaria is back open now again. You know, people used to go there many, many years ago.
Too far, is it?
It's a long flight. That's the only thing, yeah. What is it, 4.5 hours? 5 hour flight, I think. Down, so that, you know, for family and stuff, but I mean, it's getting popular again. And interesting enough, actually, I saw something from the UK, they're starting to open up Tunisia again. You know, we would have discussed that many, many years ago, with that awful tragedy that happened down there. So they're starting to open up again. So just widen your search. Croatia is very popular. I know you've been there a couple of times yourself, and that's very popular this year, you know, because again, you've got the direct flights down, it's very handy, and it's beautiful. I mean,
it is.
Split, you went to before as well. Split, you did the multi.
No, I went to near Dubrovnik.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, Savtat.
Oh, right, okay. I remember you saying the pint was cheap, Declan.
It's always the good barometer.
Ah, sure, there you go.
Good man. Great stuff. Right, Joe. That's Joe Suffel, the Holiday Doc. Thanks, Joe.
Great stuff. Thanks, Declan.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show.
Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
Actually, a text in here. Joe is right. Radisson in Athlone is the best hotel ever. The food is brilliant. The rooms are nice. Staff very cheerful and helpful. Did you write that?
Well, I mean, you know what? Yeah, that's somebody must have texted that in now. Yeah, no, it is spectacular. Right. Thank you very much to that listener. But yeah, check out the radissonathlone.com on the website.
Okay, thank you.